It's 4:44 Central. I'm Barbara Deeb. A recent breakdown at an Ohio River dam served as a wake-up call about the aging infrastructure that keeps river commerce flowing. The Ohio is one of the country's busiest working rivers, and some navigation controls are approaching the century mark. Becca Schimmel visited these ailing structures and a new multi-billion dollar project in the works.
Barges are once again moving through this section of the Ohio near Paducah, Kentucky. An unsuccessful attempt to maintain depth at the aging lock and dam number 52 forced a two-day closure in September.
It's one of the busiest locations on the inland waterways.
That's Army Corps of Engineers Colonel Christopher Beck.
We pass about 90 million tons of cargo through here every year, so it's critical to both this region, to industry, and the nation.
Lock and Dam 52 uses wooden structures called wickets that work a bit like a bathtub to keep the river at the depth needed for boat traffic. When three wickets broke free of their base and even more wouldn't cooperate, a hole let too much water through. That threatened both navigability and a water intake facility used by nearby chemical manufacturing plants.
They're very old structures. We replaced about half of them last year, but they're very old.
Beck says locks and dams 52 and 53 were originally built in the 1920s and expected to last 50 years. After 90 years, the temporary fixes are wearing thin. Each breakdown is a reminder of the tremendous ripple effect on the region's commerce when river traffic is slowed.
Each one of these barges you see going by that's got a configuration of about 15 different barge compartments is equal to over 1,000 trucks on the road.
Commodities that go through the area are proportionally equal to the passenger traffic at Dallas Love Field, Atlanta Hartsfield, Chicago O'Hare, and LAX airports put together. Just downriver, a massive multi-billion dollar project is underway to keep that commerce afloat. The Olmsted Lock and Dam is scheduled to be operational in 2018 and completed by 2022. The additional 4 years are for removing lock and dams 52 and 53. Olmsted Division Executive Officer Jeremy Nichols says it takes a towboat about 3 hours to get through the dams. With Olmsted in place, that will drop to about 1 hour.
The two are more expensive than one. So one modern structure has a lot less maintenance compared to two 90-year-old structures.
We walk across a gravel road where pieces of the dam wait to be placed into the river. I climb into what Nichols describes as the Cadillac of crew boats as he explains the key to making Olmsted last.
You know, it comes back to the old saying of an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And yeah, that's true. Eventually everything does run out though. You can only maintain it so long.
It will have taken almost 30 years to finish from the time the project was awarded to its completion. Nichols says the structure's lifespan is 50 years, but with proper maintenance, he thinks it can last about 100. At the nearby Ashland Manufacturing Plant in Calvert City, Kentucky, the new project can't come soon enough. Ashland depends on the river to make a number of pharmaceutical ingredients and felt the effect of the September closure. Tim Whitaker, environmental manager for Ashland, says they had to shut down all but two key processes in anticipation of a loss of water.
We're the sole source on some products, and so there could be ripple effects through the economy from shutting down not just this plant, but the other plants in Calvert City. There's five or six large chemical manufacturing operations.
The American Society of Civil Engineers gave the country a D on its latest infrastructure report card. At Olmsted, Nichols says he's proud to be part of a project that's helping to remedy that.
I think that's just pretty cool that we still do stuff like this. No matter what you hear out there, America's still building, and I like that.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel on The Ohio.
Ohio Valley Resource is a public media partnership covering the region's economic transition, made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.